ex-friends. Bleeding scream? What the heck? Summer Dawson had always been a bit out there, but this was too much. All I did was ask why August was acting like he was mad at me or something. I figured she would know, and all she said was, "Bleeding scream!" I don't even know what that means. It's so weird because one day me and August were friends, and the next day, whoosh, he was hardly talking to me, and I haven't had the slightest idea why. When I said to him, "Hey, August, you mad at me or something?" he shrugged and walked away. So I'd take that as a definite yes. And since I know for a fact that I didn't do anything to him to be mad about, I figured Summer could tell me what's up. But all I got from her was, "Bleeding scream." Yeah, big helps. Thanks, Summer. You know, I've got plenty of other friends in school, so if August wants officially to be my ex-friend, that's fine. That is okay by me. See if I care. Started ignoring him like he's ignoring me in school now. This is actually kind of hard since we sit next to each other in practically every class. Other kids have noticed and have started asking if me and August have had a fight. Nobody asks August what's going on. Hardly anyone ever speaks to him anyway. I mean, the only person he hangs out with other than me is Summer. Sometimes he hangs out with Reed Kingsley a little bit, and the two Maxes got him playing Dungeons and Dragons a couple of times at break. Charlotte, for all her goody-two-shoeing, doesn't ever do more than nod hello when she's passing him in the hallway. And I don't know if everyone's still playing the plague behind his back, because no one ever really told me about it directly. But my point is that it's not like he has a whole lot of other friends he could be hanging out with instead of me. If he wants to diss me, he's the one who loses, not me. So this is how things are between us now. We only talk to each other about school stuff if we absolutely have to. Like I'll say, "What did Reuben say the homework was?" And he'll answer, or he'll be like, "Can I use your pencil sharpener?" And I'll get my sharpener out of my pencil case for him. But as soon as the bell rings, we go our separate ways. Why this is good is because I get to hang out with a lot more kids now. Before, when I was hanging out with August all the time, kids weren't hanging out with me because they'd have to hang out with him. Or they would keep things from me, like the whole thing about the plague. I think I was the only one who wasn't in on it, except for Summer, and maybe the D&D crowd. And the truth is, though nobody's that obvious about it, nobody wants to hang out with him. Everyone's way too hung up on being in the popular group. And he's just as far from the popular group as you can get. But now I can hang out with anyone I want. If I wanted to be in the popular group, I could totally be in the popular group. Why this is bad is because, well, A, I don't actually enjoy hanging out with the popular group that much. And B, I actually liked hanging out with August. So this is kind of all messed up, and it's all August's fault.